This is the English Programme, bringing you the latest news and info as we find it on Twitter and on the World Wide Web and cyberspace and everything. We're always looking for the latest sort of news and info and official sources of news and those sorts of things. And of course, Twitter is a very important tool that we use here on the program. Our Twitter page is twitter.com/English Radio, and we do follow the Foreign and Commonwealth Office on the Twitter page. And the fact that the British government uses Twitter, I think most, if not all, departments have a Twitter page, highlights the extent to which Twitter is being taken seriously as a source of news and info. And that's where we originally came across the official Foreign and Commonwealth Office website. It was via Twitter. And the official website page is fco.gov.uk. Okay, so we're going to take a look now at the latest news and information from the FCO, as mentioned here on the website. And the Foreign Secretary, William Hague, will be visiting, or has, I think, visited Benghazi. It was published today, the 4th of June. He said, "We are here today for one principal reason: to show our support for the Libyan people and for the National Transitional Council." Full press release there can be found on the official FCO page. The Foreign Secretary has urged British nationals to leave Yemen immediately. This was published on the 3rd of June in light of the latest escalations and rapidly deteriorating security situation. The Foreign Secretary, William Hague, was urging British nationals to leave Yemen. That was on the 3rd. Right, well, what else has been happening on the FCO? UK Foreign Office Minister visits Hong Kong. Minister for the Far East, do beg your pardon, Jeremy Brown, said Hong Kong remains a top priority for the UK's trade and investment interests during his visit on the 2nd and 3rd of June. You can read all about that on the FCO website. And Japanese investment continues to play a central role in the UK's economy. Its official business secretary, Vince Cable, spoke in Tokyo on the 3rd of June at a gathering of Japanese and British business leaders to set out the clear message for British business that not only is Japan safe to travel to, it is a market with real opportunities. And the Foreign Office Minister Alistair Burt was commenting on the publication of a report by the UN Human Rights Council's Commission of Inquiry into Libya. Libya Human Rights, this is a report, and the comments there of the Foreign Office Minister can be found once again on the official FCO page. The European Union explained a toolkit for teachers. The Hansard Society has launched a new teaching resource on EU issues developed with the support of the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. And the Foreign Secretary, William Hague, was in Italy. It was on the 2nd of June, on the Republic Day, during the 150th anniversary of the unification of Italy. Question here for you: tea bags or travel insurance? Well, I'm a big fan of both of them, actually. The Foreign Office urges travellers to reassess their priorities when visiting friends and family overseas, as packing items such as tea bags are considered before taking out travel insurance. For more information on all these stories we've mentioned in this particular audio boo, you can go to the official Foreign and Commonwealth Office page, fco.gov.uk.